I live in a nice house, but after reading Avian Architecture, How Birds Design, Engineer, and Build by Peter Godfellow, I feel cheated. I'll never get to enjoy the comforts of the nest of a long-tailed tit. This bird builds a beautiful and skillful dome-shaped nest that they use only once. The average one contains a couple of hundred sprigs of moss and several thousand lichen flakes, woven together with spider silk and lined with feathers. A nice place for a nap, if you're 6 inches long. Mr. Godfellow is a retired English teacher and a lifelong bird watcher who first had the idea to write about nests 35 years ago. Nest designs fit into about 10 broad categories, and in most species, the female does the work. There are minimalist approaches, like scrape nests, the small depression made on a beach, for example, and hole nests drilled into pine trees by woodpeckers. The tree sap coats the surface around the hole, trapping snakes and other potential predators. Aquatic nests are made by piling up vegetation until it forms a floating mass. Baby keeping is the reason for most nests' existence. In most cases, they are not love nests. Mating occurs elsewhere. The elaborate structures built by satin bowerbirds are an exception. They build structures of grass or sticks on the ground and decorate them with leaves, stones, or other objects. Most of the objects are in shades of blue and can include bits of plastic or ribbon. It is the male that builds and decorates them. These structures are not really nests at all, but displays designed to convince the females that the builder would make a good mate. And once the female makes her choice and mates with the male of her liking, what happens? She goes off and makes a proper little cup nest to raise the young.